The Cleveland Indians will soon be called the Cleveland Guardians. I love this. I think this is awesome. Okay, couple of reasons why I think this was a good choice. So obviously they were changing the name. They were no longer going to be called the Indians, and we know why. And this is long overdue. I mean, that's just my opinion anyway. But just sharing that really quick that, you know, obviously when they were given this name, now they used to be called the Cleveland Naps. And they became the Cleveland Indians in 1915. That was the first year they were called the Cleveland Indians. Now, obviously, 1915, the world was very different. And if it was nowadays, you wouldn't call this team the Cleveland Indians. But they had that name for so many years. And now, obviously, the world has changed a lot. And it's completely inappropriate. And it's silly to have a team walking around with Indians across their chest like that. So it's good that they're changing that. They absolutely had to. Now, the reason I like Guardians is because, and it's interesting, this is a name that I hadn't thought of and I hadn't really heard bantered about. You know, you heard a lot, you know, about the spiders. I never thought the spiders was a good idea because nobody wants to be a spider. I mean, nobody wants to have, you know, spiders across the jersey. No player wants to be a, you know, that's creepy. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to be a spider. But I think Guardians is great. First of all, it actually has several of the same letters in it. I mean, D-I-A-N-S, it's not obviously not the same word, but it kind of has the same sound. It's got several of the same letters, and that kind of goes along with my next point. You go from Cleveland Indians, Cleveland Guardians. The Guardians are going to have the same color scheme. I saw the uniform online. You can go online and look it up. If you go to the Cleveland Indians Twitter page, they actually have a really cool video where they show the uniform, what it's going to look like really up close, what the logo is going to look like and everything like that. I'm not crazy about the logo. I think they may have to work on that a little bit. I'll talk about that in a second. But I love the fact that they are going to keep the same color scheme. Now, sometimes when teams do things like this, they will change up the color scheme. You probably remember, if you're a basketball fan, the Washington Wizards used to be called the Washington Bullets. And when they were called the Washington Bullets, they wore red, white, and blue. And when they changed the name to the Wizards, you can remember that uniform that Michael Jordan wore when he played for them. It was sort of a blue and like, I don't even know what you call the other color. Sort of like a metallic kind of, it wasn't gray, it wasn't tan, it was something like that. You know, that was what they changed up their color scheme, they changed up the numbers, everything. They totally revamped the uniform. And now they have a uniform that's somewhere in between. I think they kind of have some sort of red, white, and blue. Although with the NBA, you can't tell who's wearing what. I mean, everybody's got, you know, several uniforms that have several different color schemes on them. It's just insane. And I probably will do another episode about what's happening with the baseball uniform right now with these City Connect uniforms and how I fear that baseball is going to go the way of the NBA, and I think it's going to be a huge mistake and just a terrible thing if they do that, but that's a whole other story. But back to the Cleveland Guardians. Now, okay, so we got the fact that it's a similar sounding name. We got the fact that it's going to be the same color scheme. So I think that it's great. The Guardians are the statues that they have in Cleveland that are sort of like, I don't know what you call them, like sort of Greek mythology-like looking things. You know, they're statues and they're called the Guardians. So it fits it's a name that's very true to the city. So I like that too. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention regarding this is the logo. Now, the logo is something like it's the block C, which they use now. And it's got sort of wings coming out of it. And I'm not crazy about this. I think they could have done something a little more going along the lines of what the Cleveland Cavaliers are doing. I actually saw on a website called sportlogos.net. I think it's sportlogos.net or .com. I'm a fan of this website. And if you're into uniforms like me, you'll definitely want to check it out. I believe it's Todd Radom's website. And you can always follow him too. Big fan of his. And on Sport Logos, it's a forum, and there's a whole board of people putting up mock uniforms or concept uniforms. That's a better way to put it, concept uniforms. So obviously there have been a few with a few ideas of what the Indians were going to do and them changing their name and everything like that. And there was somebody who put up a whole scheme of them putting up a uniform that would be very similar to the Cleveland Cavaliers uniform that they were known for during the LeBron James years. So it would be like sort of a red and I'm not good with the names of these colors, apparently, but it would be a sort of a red and orange type of thing, but it's not really orange. It's like a metallic orange. But the idea, is that they would take on some sort of a name that is similar to Cavaliers. And Guardians could be something like that too. Your logo, even though I know they're named after the statue, the logo doesn't have to look like the statue. It doesn't have to have those wing things. You know, I don't know if the wing thing really works on a baseball uniform anyway. I think it's a little, that's not going to be on the uniform, but it's going to be the logo. I think maybe the uniform could have been like the logo could have been maybe a sword or like some sort of a figure holding a sword or something like that called the Guardian. I think that would have been a lot better than this thing with the wings. But, you know, they can work on that. That's something that maybe they can alter over the years. Now, how will people in Cleveland react to this? I don't know. I really hope they embrace it, especially if the Indians are going to be good, or the Guardians, excuse me, are going to be good. I really hope they embrace this. I really hope they don't get into this whole thing about, oh, you know, they're taking away our tradition and everything like that. It's just the team name. It's something that has to be done. The world has changed. And if people are offended by this, just move on, accept the Guardians. And especially if they're going to be good, just, I really hope that they go along with this. And, the last thing I want to say about this is that I wonder who's next. So first you have the Washington football team. I mean, that name is so disgusting. I don't even want to repeat it, but they hopefully will be getting a new name soon. Right now they're just calling themselves Washington football team, as we know. I'd love it if they end up in taking on the name the Red Tails. I think that would be cool. But who's next in baseball? Now, who's left, really? It's really just the Braves. Now, personally, I don't think the Braves need to change their name. I think they just need to drop the whole tomahawk branding and everything like that. I think they could keep that same uniform, but drop the stupid tomahawk on the front, just put a number on the front, and just call yourselves the Braves, and that's it. And what does it mean then? Just Braves. I mean, I think that that's cool. I think it's okay. Drop the Native American imagery, which you're using in a mascot kind of way. Stop with the tomahawk shop. I know it's a big deal. I know it's tradition down there in Atlanta and everything like that, but you can live without it. And just call yourselves the Braves without it. And I think they'd be fine if they did that. So I think that's all they have to do. Cleveland Guardians, I love it. I'm looking forward to seeing that next year. Over the Fence Podcast, we're out.